This is KUT. At least four Central Texas school districts are exploring a new state law that allows them to become a district of innovation. The designation means they can be exempt from various state regulations like open enrollment charter schools. That can give schools more flexibility when it comes to hiring, class sizes, and the school year start date. KUT's Kate McGee reports not everyone is happy with the idea.
Monty Exter is a lobbyist with the Association of Texas Professional Educators. He compares districts of innovation to nuclear energy.
They are potentially a very powerful tool, but they also have the ability to do a lot of damage when not used appropriately.
Exter says that power would be centered around the local school board. As long as the school district is academically successful, the board could decide to skip out on some state regulations. Ken Zarafis is with Education Austin, the local teachers union. He says community engagement is the only way to counter a board's power.
And that shouldn't just be some simple community meeting, but I'm afraid that is what it'll mean in some districts. I believe here in Austin and AISD, they have a genuine concern about engaging with their community to say, what is it that we want for our schools?
But if school boards want to amend the plan, they don't have to get public input. Another thing that makes Exter nervous, innovation districts can eliminate teacher contracts and hire uncertified teachers if they want. Joy Baskin with the Texas Association of School Boards says they aren't seeing school districts use this opportunity to remove teacher contracts.
There's a deep desire among school districts to have the plans be developed from the grassroots, including by instructional staff in the district. And if instructional staff in the district are happy with having employment contracts, as they generally are, we're not seeing a lot of innovation plans that include alterations to teachers' contract rights.
But Monty Exter says what really worries him is how districts of innovation have given more power to the legislature.
The two major cost drivers within the public education system that are really quality control measures are the requirement to have quality teachers and the class size limits.
He wonders what happens when there's another budget crisis.
Now you've essentially handed the legislature the ability to turn around and say to you, well, we're very sorry, but we simply don't have that money. But guess what? We've given you now the ability to simply modify your own books. So you just deal with it by having a lower quality workforce and stuffing more kids into each classroom.
There is a safeguard in the law in case a district's innovation plan lowers student performance. If a school district fails state accountability standards 2 years in a row, the Texas Education Commissioner can revoke their plan. Fail 3 years in a row, and the commissioner is required to revoke it. Kate McGee, KUT News.